True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Evan and Tiki on this Thanksgiving Eve. There are a lot of adjustments you have to make when you become a head coach of a football team, and one of which is that you're going to face a lot of criticism. And you got to handle it. Well, Mike Kafka, the interim head coach of the New York Giants, faced unique criticism on Sunday. He faced criticism from one of his active players, who's, well, I guess technically not active, but a player on the roster on the injured list in Malik Nabers. And he also faced criticism from the sitting and reigning president of the United States. Let's start with Malik Nabers. Malik tweeted, and this was after the decision to go for it on fourth and goal from the six and not kick the field goal. Malik tweeted, "Sometimes I think they be making us lose on purpose. Because it's no way, bro, you throw the ball instead of running it to make them burn two timeouts. Then you don't kick the field goal. Then they have to go down and score. Football common sense. Am I missing something?" And then Malik very promptly deleted the tweet, as if that matters, because it exists.
Yeah, what Malik was missing was that if he was active, he'd be the first one screaming at the bench to go for it. But that's not even
Wow. I don't think it was the go for it on fourth down. I think it was the lack of game management.
Yes.
That's fair.
Not making them burn timeouts and whatnot. So that came from Malik Nabers. So earlier today, as Mike Kafka was meeting the media, he was asked about this.
Like, what was your reaction to Malik Nabers' tweet after the game? Seemed to really call into question.
No, I actually didn't even see it. So... all I know is that I really like the call. I stand by it. I don't have any regrets about it. You know, I thought we were aggressive to try to go win the game.
But not so much your call, a player publicly questioning him. I'm just curious, what's your...
Yeah, I didn't see the tweet.
Can you talk to him about it?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't see the tweet, so I haven't had a chance to.
You haven't talked to him about that at all?
No, because I haven't seen it yet.
What's up, a player tweeted? Sometimes it's like
the beauty of the National Football League is the players are... These guys have the ability to express themselves. That's the beauty of the National Football Players, the National Football League. You can express yourself any way you want. The beauty of it is, and I think any player, like, I think they're going to go out there and they're going to make, you know, have an opinion of what they like to see. But at the end of the day, you know, those are the calls we got to make on game day, and those are calls we got to make for the betterment of the team.
So as a coach, you don't have an issue with the player publicly basically saying you felt like you guys trying to lose the game by how bad.
Again, I didn't see what he said, so I don't necessarily have a comment on it, but I think players can be, you know, obviously they can respond any way they want to anything they want. But if it's something that's detrimental to the team, we'll address it in-house and talk through it and move on.
I want to go back real
quick.
I think
that last point was the most important one. Was it detrimental to the team?
No, I don't think so.
Exactly.
Just give it an opinion.
So then who cares?
Well, the first thing
if I was Mike Kafka, that's what I would say.
Well, that's not what he said, because what he said five times is he's not aware of the tweet.
Right.
And I remember when Justin Fields was asked about Woody Johnson's comments, and he said, "I don't know what he said." Sean, you were very active saying, "How does Jet PR not smarten Justin up?" So are we saying the same thing here?
Mike Kafka told us he saw the tweet while saying five times he didn't. He jumped the first question by very readily preparing that he had not seen the tweet. If you didn't see the tweet, you would not be jumping the question. You'd be hearing the question out going, what is this?
All right.
Malik Nabers tweeted what?
Yeah, what tweet are you talking about?
He was
now?
So prepared to say he didn't see the tweet that by doing it the way he did, he told us he saw the tweet. And then had a very thoughtful answer about the beauty of the National Football League and players expressing themselves. You would not have that 15 seconds into this question if you were not aware of the tweet.
So why say? Because I completely agree with you. Much like Justin Fields, he knew what he said. Mm-hmm. And Mike Kafka knows the tweet. Why play the game of I didn't see the tweet? Because in a weird way, you come across incompetent that way. What do you mean you didn't see the tweet?
You should be aware of everything.
Of course.
Even if it's insignificant. And have a response for it. You say Malik Nabers has a right to his opinion. He's not playing right now. I'm happy with our play call. If he'd like to talk about it, he can come to my office.
That's a great answer.
I think the reason he took this tact and shut it down where nobody could question him if he didn't see it is the same reason the tweet was fastly deleted anyway by whoever told Malik Nabers to delete it. Because of how ridiculous it was, the verbiage in which Malik Nabers did, we're in a dangerous time. Malik Nabers, I don't think purposely did this, but accused the Giants or the coach of throwing a football game in the midst of NBA betting scandals all over the place.
Yeah, by the way, that's why it was taken down.
Exactly.
Not because, oh my God, you can't say that about Mike Kafka.
Exactly.
It was, dude, we have an integrity problem in our league right now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or sports in general. Take it down.
No, you're right, because if that tweet started with, bro, you throw the ball instead of running it, like you take out the sometimes I think they'd be making us lose on purpose part,
yeah.
Then it's fine. I think it's an innocuous, it's criticism of the decision, but it's nothing that sets the world on fire. You set the world on fire when you're accusing your coach of losing on purpose.
So if Kafka starts that with going, yeah, I saw the tweet, we're handling it house. You saw the three backup questions were all about just asking about the player doing this. If he opens up by saying this, the first one, the question you're going to be asked is, you know, do you think, you know, you purposely threw the game? And of course he's going to say no, but you don't even want to open up that line of question.
You don't want to have to answer that because then it becomes Mike Kafka says he didn't throw the game.
Right. And it's just a whole other avenue.
Now people who aren't paying attention are like, what?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me dig into this. And it becomes a story that's nonsense.
The other criticism that he faced came from the president of the United States when President Trump on Truth Social posted, why did the New York Football Giants, parentheses NFL, not kick that field goal? Who would have done such a thing? It was crazy. I got to watch the end of the game and thought when they went for the touchdown instead of the three, quote, that's weird, unquote. So that came from the president.
I know what the hell I'm doing.
And so Mike Kafka was asked, what do you think about getting ridiculed by the sitting president of the United States?
Malik wasn't the only one kind of critical of your play calling. I'm sure you heard the president of the United States have some thoughts about it. What does that tell you, I guess, about it?
Yeah, this is one of the coolest things that, I mean, just for me, being in this position, you get the opportunity to make tough calls. Like, and that's for me, that's awesome. I love it. And like you get it down into the down the wire, 2 minute, end of game, when you got to make a tough call, like that's where to me, I feel like that's a huge responsibility and something I enjoy doing, like being that point person to do that. So, you know, everyone's going to have an opinion. That's okay. That's okay. I'm going to do the best I can for myself, for the team first, give us an opportunity to win the game. And whatever that call, whoever it was, a player, a coach, my aunt and uncle, my dad, like I got heard it from everybody. So, and that's okay. They can have their opinions and I respect that. But I'm going to do what's best for the team, try to do what's best for the team. Whether it's winning the game on the last play of the game, being aggressive, going for two if we get an opportunity, whatever that situation is, that's where we got to thrive and that's where we got to turn the table in terms of our team is when it's nut gun time, when it's time down at the end of the game, when we got to make a play, we're going to be aggressive to go make the play to win it. And I want our guys thinking that way. I don't want our guys thinking like, hey, you know, we should have do this or do that. Like, let's go win it. And that's going to be our mentality. So when we get down there, that's really how we're prepping. That's how we're practicing. And that's how we're talking with the players. That's our language that we're using across really the organization and across the team.
Mm. I agree with that, by the way. I just don't, I mean, I like what he's saying. I just don't agree with that philosophy.
Oh, yeah, I think what he said is fine. I mean, he didn't want to directly debate the president.
I love the Giants.
So he did a whole, doesn't really matter who criticizes us. People are paying attention, and I love that I'm in this situation where I'm making these big game decisions.
Yeah, and it's not about the going for it on fourth down instead of kicking a field goal. It's the sequence of plays. That's the only thing that bothers
me. Can we break down something I find fascinating about the president?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
He tweeted this on Truth Social, which is his social media account.
Not tweet. It's
posted. He socialed it, whatever the term is. At 5:30 in the morning on Monday morning. So did he go to sleep, wake up and pull an Evan and watch games on DVR? And at 5:30 he got to that point and said, I need to post what's happening? Like, how did it get to a 5:30 a.m.
Here's
post?
The question. Do we think it's actually his fingers that are putting social posts?
Yes.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You think it's actually him?
Yes.
Yeah, I think he rips through thoughts on the in the bathroom.
Yes. I think he's sitting on the toilet ripping through thoughts. Yes. Absolutely.
I think he also probably sleeps erratically. I think he watches NFL primetime on ESPN Plus. And I think whatever games he watches.
So he responded to the highlight package he was watching in the morning.
Right. I think he ripped through, because he had the show. I think he ripped through a bunch of the highlight packages. Berman's doing the whoop stuff. And he watched it. Goes, oh, wow, that's interesting. Cool. You know, pants around the ankles. And
big dump.
Yeah. That's a fair point. I just, when I looked at it, because I needed to fact check it, when I saw that it happened, I went right to Truth Social just to see if he had posted it, because anybody can make up a fake tweet. And what I saw was 5:30 in the morning. And I'm like, damn, that's, like, how do you consume football that way? But that does make sense. Yeah. Like, he wakes up, and a part
he's
of
he's not
the,
watching the game, he's watching the recaps of games.
Correct.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes more sense, actually.
And makes a ton of sense. And sees it and says, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, now, I think there's part of Trump on a Sunday that's definitely watching football, but maybe whatever select games, which brings me to this question I think is a valuable one. If your team is on a bye week, meaning all you got to do is watch the rest of the NFL, and you're posed with these two options, Evan, you could either go watch a football Sunday at Joe Beningo's house or go to the White House and watch football Sunday with Donald Trump. Which are you picking?
It kind of sounds the same to me.
Well, I mean, again, you're not worried about your team. You just want to take in a football Sunday with those two personalities, but
how they might watch a game. Listen. I'll be very honest about this. It's clearly go to the White House. It would be
an honor to yell and argue with a sitting president about football and at some point say to him, you don't know what you're talking about.
I know what the hell I'm doing.
To which he says, no, no, you don't know what you're talking about.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
And by the way, that would just be about what's going on overseas, not actually the football game. Now, I would, of course, take that. Any chance to argue with the president of the United States? I mean, come on.
Right. No matter what the topic is.
No brainer.
What do you think? McDonald's spread in that spot at the White House?
Now, I've heard that that is the case.
Right. Really? So you think even for a football Sunday?
I swear to God, yeah.
Yeah, he's had, like, when teams visit the White House, puts out a million quarter pounders and fish fillets, yeah.
Well, that's a real thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's instead a, of like, instead
is
of, like, the
no
White
kitchen club? At the White House?
No, it's just his thing.
That's his thing, yeah. Whoa. He wants the McDonald's, which I don't love McDonald's anymore. I used to as a kid.
My kids do.
They still love it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, let's get to your calls. Been a fun discussion. Going from Malik Nabers ripping Mike Kafka to the president ripping Mike Kafka. To us hanging out with the president, yes.
Before we go to the calls, do you want breaking Knicks news?
Of course.
Okay.
Break the glass.
Shams, New York Knicks guard Landry Shamet will be reevaluated in 4 weeks. Ooh. With a right shoulder sprain. He had been one of the league's top shooters, 42% from three, and emerged as a starter before sustaining the shoulder injury.
So they're calling it a shoulder sprain?
A reevaluate with a right shoulder sprain. Yes.
I thought it was, and you tell me, I'm no medical expert, but it felt similar to Julius Randle from a few years earlier, that it was going to be what he had, which I think was a dislocated shoulder.
Which
is that different or is that the same?
It's kind of the same because when you dislocate your shoulder, it stretches the ligaments or maybe even tears them a little bit. And that's technically what a sprain is. And
so gotcha.
It's just a matter of the degree, right? First degree, second degree, third degree, et cetera. We don't know what that is yet, but that's a bad loss for the Knicks.
No doubt.
He was good.
And unfortunately, like, when you get this reevaluation in a few weeks, we forget all about it. Like, when was the last update on OG Anunoby? I mean, does anybody remember?
No.
That goes into the ether. Like, they tell you and then you forget. So... it's crazy. Anyhow, WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM-HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. That's what you're listening to right now. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019, the number. Jay is calling from Woodmere. What's up, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, you were all talking about pain. I think there's a better word for it. First, seemingly, no shy to this question, seemingly random question. How much is Shohei Ohtani getting paid this year?
I think he's technically only getting $2 million from the Los Angeles Dodgers, but his CBT towards the Dodgers numbers is about $45 million, something of that nature. But why do you ask the question?
Well, so he's actually only getting paid $2 million.
That's what I said, yeah.
The amount of money he's making will end up being $70 million because in 10 years, he gets another $68 million.
Okay.
Right.
Or so, I think it's the numbers or something like that.
May I ask why? So, what's the context of this right now?
The Giants are doing the exact same thing. This year, they could be winning games, but instead they're deferring the game. So deferred winning.
This is why we let him continue, because I knew it was going someplace interesting.
That might be, Tommy, deferred winning?
Deferred winning.
That made me laugh, I'll say that.
Dude.
That was very funny.
That might have been it.
And the setup was perfect.
It was perfect.
We're not tanking.
They're like, who cares about Shohei Ohtani? Shut the hell up. Get to your point.
Oh, I see.
I see.
That was solid. Deferred winning.
What he is right about,
dude,
and I give Tommy credit because he started this. He realizes it's how you package things.
Yep.
It's how you call things. We spoke about the Patriot Act, not to get political again, but 20-plus years ago.
Yeah.
It's how it's called. It's what it's called. You forget about what's in it. Oh, we're spying on Americans? No big deal. It's the Patriot Act.
Right.
Patriotism.
Who's not against that?
Well, I mean, I love the Patriot Act for that reason. And so tanking is dirty. And you did a show looking for new names for it.
Mm-hmm. A softer phrase.
I think there's your answer. It's deferring wins until a later date.
I love it because it has the word winning in it.
Yes, deferred winning.
Deferred winning. It's perfect. It's not tanking.
Who can't say yes to that? I think now is the time in the season, Jet fans. You defer your winning.
Here's what we do. When we have Joe on Monday, Ev, set him up with that. You're like, Joe, they're not tanking. They're deferred winning. Bro, that sounds pretty good to me. Like, he's the litmus test because he hates that word. And then we'll go from there.
Let me give you some advice.
Oh, boy.
It isn't going to work on him.
You don't think so?
No. He wants
He's a political guy. You could throw a political type of phrase in there to soften it up. But it sounds pretty. The Coalition of the Willing.
Coalition of the Willing was one of my favorites, too. I think that...
It's all about how you phrase it, man.
1,000%. I think once you get past it and he hears we're losing, no.
Strategery.
We're not going for it. But I like it. Deferred winning.
The problem with deferred winning is Jets and Giants owe us a couple 17-0s down the line.
That is true. Yeah. Well, they didn't tell us when they're deferring it. Like, Otani's not getting paid till 2060, so you never know. Mike is in Tom's River. What's up, Mike?
Hey, boys. How you doing?
All's good.
Yep, what's good up? For the holiday weekend?
Likewise.
What's up?
All right. Well, before I get to my point, let me just say, you know, a world that's going to crap or whatever, I hope everybody still realizes that this week is, you know, pretty much one of those days where at least you get to block out the noise and take some time to enjoy with your family.
You're right. It's about family and food and relaxing and saying I love you. We got to remind the people we love that we love them.
Yes, especially food. Sean knows this. Anyway, one of the things I'm kind of upset with the Jets GM a little bit, and I'm a little upset with Tiki also, because I would have thought out of everybody, he would have caught this.
What's that?
You know, I'm going to take a second, but I'll get to the point, but everybody knows Jerry Jones not exactly getting any younger. Nope. He's getting more and more desperate to get that Super Bowl ring that he's been chasing for, what is it, like 25, 30 years now?
Yep.
Anyway, we had him literally and figuratively bent over a barrel when he called for Quinnen. And we didn't have to, you know, we got enough picks. We got a good foundation we could build off those picks. But we had an opportunity right there to get the quarterback of the future. You want Quinnen? Great. I want your next year's first and give me Joe Milton this year.
Mike, you're right.
Bro.
I completely missed that. I kind of forgot he was there.
Me too.
Oh, Joe Milton. I loved him. Now, he didn't look good in the preseason for the Cowboys. I mean, I only watched one of those games, but he looked pretty bad. But him playing last year with New England, he was unbelievable. And I forgot he was with the Cowboys.
He came in late versus the Raiders a couple weeks ago and ripped a couple throws when they were blowing him out.
And he was good.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was throwing a couple darts, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you missed an opportunity, Jet fans.
I forgot he existed. Yeah. I remembered last year, Tiki fell in love with Joe Milton, and we spent a lot of time, took a lot of calls from mostly Giant fans saying they should trade for Joe Milton. He ends up getting moved to Dallas, where I think he wanted to go, was the story. And he's kind of right. Like, if Jerry Jones was so set on getting Quinnen Williams, and obviously the Cowboys gave up a massive package, would they have really balked at Joe Milton? I mean, he is their backup, so maybe a little bit.
I doubt it, maybe they view
him as the future.
Unless there is a ulterior motive with Dak Prescott, which I don't think there is. Dak's having a pretty good season. I don't see him not being their quarterback in a year or two. Then you're fine with Dak. You just go find another backup.
But you know why I don't think this would have worked the more I think about it? Darren Mooji goes to Jerry Jones and says, okay, let's say it's the final offer that the Cowboys made, which was next year's first and a second, which was essentially the deal for Quinnen Williams, right? And Darren Mooji goes back and says, well, we really want Joe Milton in the deal. And now Jerry says, well, instead of the second round pick, it's going to be a fourth round pick. Are the Jets really going to be willing to take back a worse pick for a guy who probably isn't going to be their starter? They're going to draft a quarterback that they're projecting is going to hopefully be a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, but at least you'll have someone for him to compete with. You know what I mean? Like, I guess Justin Fields is going to be here. You don't want to overload your quarterback room and be cap-heavy in your QB room. And I guess because of the 10 that's guaranteed to Justin Fields. And what's Tyrod Taylor?
He's a free agent.
He's a free agent.
He's a free agent at the end of the year.
So no, then you'd have had plenty of room because Milton's on a rookie deal.
But I'm saying I don't think they would devalue a draft pick to get back a guy who probably wouldn't be a part of their long-term plans. He would add to the quarterback room, sure. But I don't think the Jets and a lot of teams maybe view Joe Milton the way you do, or the way, or enough to kind of move a draft pick back. Now, if you're just saying, hey, we got Jerry over the barrel, just throw him in, we'll give you Tyrod back,
right, or
whatever, make this a fantasy trade, I guess. But clearly the Jets don't feel that way about Joe Milton.
Yeah, it would have made the last month of the Jets season way more interesting seeing Joe Milton play.
Yes.
Over Tyrod Taylor? Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, we got Brady Cook in a couple of weeks. I mean, and honestly, like, we don't know what he is, just like we don't know what Joe Milton is. The guy's barely played in the league.
He was all right in the preseason.
Yeah. Will is in Belmore. Hey, Will.
Evan, Tiki, Sean, happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thank you for taking the call.
What's up, dude?
Evan, I'm not going to be at the Jet game. I'm a Jet season ticket holder, but I would have taken you up on that interview that you were talking about. Interviewing fans. Personally, I want to win games as a Jet fan, but I'm going to be at the Islander game on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So it's a conflict of interest right there.
Washington Capitals in town, by the way. That's, I mean, that's an interesting decision. I don't blame you. Which game matters more? And, the Islander game.
And look, listen, the Islanders right now, they're the hottest team in New York outside of the Knicks. So, you know, Matthew Schaefer is really lighting up the world right now. But anyway, I called up about the Jets. Listen, as a Jet fan, I want to see them win games. And as a season ticket holder, I don't care about tanking or, you know, whatever word you just used just now, trying to make tanking look fancier in that regard.
Deferred winning.
The bottom line is, with the Jets, no matter who they draft, no matter who the coach is the past 15 years, you could go out there and hype up this team. They don't execute on the field. And the quarterback situation, they are going to go out and they're going to put the rookie out there like they did with Darnold and with Zach Wilson. They got to get a journeyman quarterback here. Somebody outside Tyrod Taylor and Justin Fields to mentor the next kid that's coming up.
Well, you are so right about that. And funny to say, a week ago, you were out this day.
Yeah.
We all guessed who the next veteran quarterback the Jets would bring in would be, because I think we all agree that whoever they draft should not be forced to start right away. If he earns it, great. Like, if there's an open competition and the kid earns it, fantastic. So we actually went around the room and predicted who we thought the veteran that they would add would be. And I forgot who Tommy and Sean said, but I'll tell you who I said.
Who?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy?
Yeah.
Now, in Tampa?
Who was here once before. Remember, the Jets signed him.
Yeah, and they kind of got rid of him before he got a...
Traded him to eschew him starting, and they gave the job to Sam. So Sam Darnold was here. Teddy Bridgewater was here. I was a big proponent of starting Teddy Bridgewater. I remember screaming about it on the radio, much like I was in the Jackson Dart situation. I've been very consistent about it. And they traded Teddy away for like a fourth-round pick to New Orleans, if memory serves correct. And then Sam started right away. I would prefer not to do that again. And so my veteran option was Teddy Bridgewater. I forgot what these guys said.
Now, are you going to reveal the whole truth to Tiki about how you manipulated the whole segment while he was out or not? Are you just going to allow me to remember this?
No idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so this is what Evan likes to do. Evan likes to go back 3 weeks later and hope everybody forgets about what happened. So what he did, Tiki, while you were out was Evan had this great, hey, we're going to pick the veteran quarterback. And he listed every veteran quarterback that will be available this offseason.
Okay.
It was like 12 deep. So he turns to me and Tommy, who do you think it's going to be? We each pick somebody off that list.
Who'd you pick, by the way?
Tommy DeVito.
You may fold Tommy. Under question.
You picked Tommy DeVito. Who'd you pick, Tommy?
Russell Wilson.
That's right. Okay. I know. Tiki, it all comes back to the Giants.
And Tiki, at the end, he goes, all right, my pick is Teddy Bridgewater. Now, here's the problem. He didn't include Teddy Bridgewater in his little list he threw at me and Tommy. So he wanted to set it up so that 3 weeks from now, when he told you this big reveal planned...
Because he knew you wouldn't go through the process of finding all of the available free.
Because he presented it as pick somebody off the list.
Do you have audio to prove your point or no?
Evan...
Play the audio.
I don't have it because you didn't tell me we were doing this today.
Well,
we can get the audio in 2 seconds.
Okay. Evan, if you have the audio to prove I did this, then Evan, that's fine. You should show it to Tiki.
Under oath, did you do it or did you not do it?
I read a list of free agent quarterbacks. I thought I said Teddy's name. If I didn't, I apologize.
Tiki, anyway, we're gotten very close to figuring out what Evan does to manipulate everybody 3 weeks later.
Yeah, he ensures by distracting. Look over here. And he has this one on the list.
Sleight of hand.
That he keeps in his own
back pocket.
Yeah, but
Tiki, is Teddy Bridgewater really a sleight of hand pick?
Yes, because your reasoning was Aaron Glenn is here.
Because we've forgotten about Teddy Bridgewater, because don't remember, he took a year off and was coaching in high school.
I know, he retired essentially for a brief period of time.
Well, no, he kind of got fired. Because he was paying for Ubers for his players to get to practice so they'd be safe or the parents were working or whatever.
Oh, geez. I don't remember.
And they basically fired him, which was nonsense. And so he ended up coming back to the league. He was great in the preseason in Tampa and then ended up making that team.
It's funny. You're right. People forgot about Teddy Bridgewater. So we mentioned him last week. And then guess what happened this weekend? He got into the game.
Yes, he did.
Baker got hurt. If I forgot his name, I apologize, but I don't know why Teddy Bridgewater would be like a sneaky person to leave off the list. I don't think he's an obvious answer. He's just my answer.
No. Because you gave the reason why. The reason you gave was look up and down the available quarterbacks. Who has a tie to who Aaron Glenn saw in Detroit?
So are you saying if I included him on the list, you would have picked Teddy too?
Evan, 1,000%. Okay. And I said this at the time because my point was I was trying to figure out who is Aaron Glenn had any ties to whatsoever. And there were zero people but Teddy Bridgewater.
So do you want to change your
pick to Teddy
Bridgewater?
I already did when you allowed me to change it that day. So okay. When you do give the date and time, I will have
that. All right, so stop whining and bitching.
I just don't like you lying to Tiki.
I wasn't lying to Tiki. I said who we picked.
I don't like
he was manipulating.
I was going to say, I don't like you manipulating the truth to Tiki.
Manipulating the truth.
It was the butterfly effect, too, because if you mention Bridgewater, if Sean says Bridgewater, I might have said Tommy DeVito, and you might have gave a different answer.
No, I was going to get Bridgewater no matter what.
Okay.
I don't care if it's the same. You care.
He was
going to
get Bridgewater. He just didn't want you guys to know about Teddy.
Gotcha. I'm going to stick with Russell Wilson because I think Tommy's going to resign with the Giants in the offseason.
There's no way the Jets are signing Russell Wilson.
Why not?
I just don't see it. Because
he wants to go to Knick games.
Why?
He wants to go to Ranger games.
What?
He's local now.
I'll explain the answer, but before I explain the answer, can you do me a favor and pull the audio so I don't have to explain the answer?
Give me 1 minute.
And maybe we can get, I don't know, Tiki Barber from last year to explain the answer. So we'll set this up again. Give you some time. Okay. Hey, Evan. Why are you so confident Russell Wilson won't be signed by the Jets to be the veteran backup or the veteran starter until the rookie is ready? Here's my answer.
I think Russell Wilson's washed.
That's why!
Right, but the Jets are...
What?
You know, the Jets.
And the Giants.
They may look at Russell Wilson and say it's a big name. You know, maybe he'll sell some tickets at training camp. We'll bring him in.
You guys already did the mistake, so we solve it. It won't be him. I don't know who it would be. And you know what really scares me, Teak?
What's that?
It's irrelevant who we talk about, because the Jets are going to do what they do every time, which is force the kid to play too soon.
Mm.
And I don't want that.
Yeah.
And while
you need that. So this is an important conversation because this is going to be a necessary piece to the Jets quarterback puzzle.
I think so.
I would agree with it.
I think it's very, very important. And I admit that a lot of my opinions come from a learned experience. So the reason I was so passionate in talking to all you guys about why I wouldn't have started Jackson Dart and why I wanted him as the third string quarterback and why I wanted to take my time didn't come from a bad place. It came from a place of experience. It came from a place of I've seen my team make this mistake too often. Now, I give Jackson Dart a ton of credit. He feels like an exception in that he played really well. He looked like he was ready.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always going to assume that more guys are going to benefit from sitting and learning.
Yeah. Most of them do, but some of them learn really, like Drake May, learn well by performing and by participating.
Yeah.
I think the reason he's having this explosive second season, same thing with Caleb Williams, by the way, is because they played in their rookie years. So they learned on the go, failed a little bit, and then now understand it a little bit better. And obviously they have better coaching around them.
And leave yourself in a position where if that kid proves that, he can play.
Yes.
And if he doesn't, you have the veteran ready to start. We'll get back to your calls next at 888-808-1019 and why it is certainly possible that Dexter Lawrence has already played his last game as a New York Giant. Evan and Tiki on a Thanksgiving Eve in New York City. We'll get back to your calls in a minute, 888-808-1019. But as you know, Sean Morash hosts multiple Giants podcasts. One Giant Step and Talking Giants. I got both of the names right. So he is the preeminent voice amongst New York Giant fans. I put him above Bobby Skinner. I put him above whoever you do the show with.
Justin Penick.
Justin Penick. And then the other guy.
Bryce Gelman.
Oh, yes. Definitely above Bryce.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Bryce got some learning, though. Matter of fact, Bryce tonight doesn't want to do One Giant Step. Why? I got to go out for Thanksgiving Eve.
Thanksgiving Eve?
Imagine that. Imagine telling me that.
Seriously?
So I'll just say I'm reconsidering co-host for the offseason.
Hmm. Yeah, but you know what he's got to do? I'm going to do a Rico tonight, but I respect that Pete Hoffman is doing something tonight.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're going to do it really late at night.
Yeah.
And Hoff's like, as soon as I'm done doing what I'm doing, he's doing stuff with his family, which should absolutely come first. No issue. I said, that's great. And he's like, dude, I'll do it later with you. I was like, great, midnight. Who cares? So that's what Bryce should do. Oh. Go out for that. Do your thing and just make some time.
But I think this sounds like he's going out for out.
Oh, no, he's going out. So much so that I followed up. I said, no problem. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, let's do it. I'll be too hungover, he tells me.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
To which I said, now you're giving me the credentials.
How old is this kid?
He's like mid-20s. Grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
That'd be my message for you. Grow up.
I kind of like where he's coming
from. I'm trying to remember the last time I went out expecting to get hammered.
Playing days?
I mean, maybe. I mean, it's happened. Andrew Catalan and I, we were up in Buffalo last year. We went out just I don't know, just around, went to a bar.
Right.
5 hours later, we come in. It was, I think we bought two drinks the whole time. Buffalo fans are the best.
Yeah.
Absolute best.
That's a night out right there.
It was a night out.
I think the only advice I would give him is that, especially as you're working your way up, you never say no to an opportunity. And it's an opportunity he's given up. Now, he has every right to do it. God bless him. I hope he has a good night. But what you should do now is do the show with someone else. And that person could very much Wally Pip him. Or yeah. Lou Gehrig him, because he's Wally Pip. So yes. I guess how would you use the phrase? He's being Wally Pip.
He's being pipped.
Yeah, the other guy would be Lou Gehrig. So what you do is find another young, hungry Giant fan and say, you do one Giant step with me.
Absolutely. Send your resumes at Sean Morash on Twitter. But
you want to take calls on it? Like, we'll take the first call who's a young Giant fan who wants to do tonight's pod with Sean, and they take Gelman's job.
Yeah, I think we could work on that.
That seems like a good idea.
Don't call him Gettleman either. It's Gelman.
I said Gelman.
Maybe I just have giant scars. I thought I heard Gettleman.
Yeah, you did.
Well, Sean, as the host of multiple Giant podcasts, said something to me and Tiki before the show, and I was like, whoa, this is fascinating. So we will give you the floor to explain it. Sean believes Dexter Lawrence may have played his final game as a New York Giant.
Not a report in any way, just putting together the pieces and speculating myself. Last week, Dexter Lawrence, and we found out today, he's re-injured the elbow, and they're calling it some kind of maintenance on the elbow. We heard that he was in tears on the sideline. So P said, look, that sounds like a lot of pain. He has dealt with a lot of crap. We've discussed, you know, is he out of shape? Does he care about his contract? Clearly something is amiss with Dexter Lawrence, who now, after this cycle, will go get to hire his fifth head coach that he's been with the Giants. He's watched Leonard Williams go to Seattle and succeed, Xavier McKinney go to Green Bay and succeed, Saquon go win a Super Bowl with Philly. How many more years does a defensive tackle at that size in his seventh year have at an elite level? I am just wondering if this elbow injury maintains to be serious with 5 weeks left, if he ultimately ends up getting shut down after the bye, maybe he doesn't play this week, and when the offseason comes for somebody who's getting paid the 11th most money at his position, who is clearly unhappy in some way, shape, we don't know why, but it appears that way. Would anybody be shocked if Dexter Lawrence approached the Giants as they go through yet another change and go, I want out of here?
I would be surprised by this.
Okay.
Now, let me caveat it, because him going through five coaches, now four of them really, because, you know, Dave's was fired in season. So his fifth one is his current offensive coordinator, Mike Kafka. But eventually it'll be five start of the season head coaches in seven seasons. Think about
that's
that.
That's
crazy. That is insane. And so, and it's been a lot of losing other than the one playoff year in 2022. And so if you're Dexter Lawrence, you could rightfully be upset with where you're sitting professionally. Not from how much money's in your pocket, but how much success you as a team have had. And so if I'm Dex and I'm thinking about this, it's either that mentality or we finally got a really good quarterback. And if we get a defensive coordinator that plays to our strengths, we could actually get good right now. And if that good happens in a year or two, and I'm a big part of that in my year 8, 9, 10 seasons, and we do whatever, I could be a Ring of Honor guy, right? I could be iconic in the history of one of the most storied franchises in the NFL. So I would be surprised because of what is in store for him if he stays. In store for him if he stays.
So I hope that is the case, and I hope that's right. But I do have to wonder, Tiki, as the eras and the types of players have changed, how much does that really mean something to people anymore about being in a Ring of Honor with a team? Especially if you're like the poster boy of, I've played really great on some really bad teams.
Yeah. I don't remember caring. Well, I don't think we even had. We didn't have.
No, the Ring of Honor happened when you built the new stadium.
Right. It was 2011. I didn't even care about the accolade or I just wanted to win. I wanted to be great. I wanted to be looked at as, man, Tiki's great. And then I wanted to win. And so ultimately, it helped to be great and it helped us win. But I can't imagine how hard it's been for a lot of these star, put them in quotes, star players on this Giant squad because of how good they are individually. Brian Burns has 13 sacks. He's second in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
They have two wins. It should translate, but it's not.
Here's what I find very interesting about Dexter Lawrence.
Okay.
And I hate to be you, but the opposite. But I'm going to bring it back to the Jets for a second.
Let's do it.
Uh-oh. Quinnen Williams and Dexter Lawrence have almost had mirrored careers in a lot of ways. They were in the same draft. They were both first-round picks. I know Quinnen was picked a lot higher. Third overall versus 17th overall is different. I admit that. But if you look at their careers, it's kind of similar. And they both signed their extensions right at the same time. In fact, Dexter Lawrence signed his in May. Quinnen signed his a few months later. And their contracts, if you look at them, are almost the same. Like, Quinnen surpassed him by a few million dollars. And the Jets just turned around and got a really big package back for
him. Got rid of him.
They got rid of him, but they got a really hefty return. Like, I think if I would have played the game with you guys before he was traded and said, what do you think they're going to get for them? I don't know if we would have projected.
I would have been short of that.
A first and a two?
I would have been short of that.
I would have been. I think we all would have been.
Right.
And I wonder if the Giants look at a trade like that and say, they're basically the same age. Their numbers are similar. And I know numbers are tough in football, though I think Quinnen has like 11 more sacks. But nevertheless, like, again, those are kind of overrated. Like, you have to look overall at the players, similar players. I wonder if Joe Shane looks at this and says, damn, we have a chance. We're already spending a ton of money on our defense, and it's underachieving. We could have a chance to turn that in the same return. Wouldn't we do it? And I would almost lean towards yes. Like, and I ask you guys, if you could get the same return that the Jets got for Quinnen Williams,
right,
would you do it?
First of all, did Quinnen request a trade?
I think we secretly, yes.
Secretly, not outwardly.
Not outwardly.
Secretly, he did.
We found out after the fact that he had gone to the Jets very quietly and said, get me the bleep out of here. By the way, Quinnen may be, Dexter may be doing too.
We don't know that that's the case with Dexter. Because we don't know publicly. But it could be secretly the case. Now, it's too late, obviously, this season. And so it would be an off-season thing. But if he's battling an elbow injury that's now 2 years long, doesn't that hurt trade value? Doesn't that make it seem like, man, he's aged, he's getting beat up, it's not as valuable?
Maybe, unless Dexter Lawrence has built up enough equity that people around the NFL know maybe he's unhappy and that contributed to some of this stuff. Maybe.
Maybe.
You'd have to answer a bunch of questions we really don't know the answer to. You know what I mean?
No.
But yes. I guess, to add to Evan's point, I think this also gets you to the next branch of why it would worry me to bring back Joe Shane. Because I do think there's probably going to be an element if Joe Shane is retained as the general manager where he's going to be chasing the ghosts of letting Saquon Barkley walk and all the ridicule he faced, I think, for as long as he's the general manager of the Giants. And are you always going to be posed with, hey, big player, New York Giants, I need to think twice, three times, four times about getting rid of this guy? And I think that's a dangerous way for a general manager to have to operate mentally, where if a new general manager comes in, he has no ties to Dexter Lawrence. He could look at this with his own fingerprints and go, man, we can get a one and a two here. This is what's best for the team.
Now, it's interesting because you think about what Joe Shane, obviously drafting Jackson Dart, the Brian Burns, the positives we can go through, we can list them, but he's also gotten rid of good players. Xavier McKinney, Saquon Barkley.
Adds to the list.
If you throw Dexter Lawrence into that as well, it becomes, and you don't win.
Becomes what you're remembered for.
It becomes what you're remembered for, and not in a good way.
I don't know if you're going to be right that he's played his last game as a New York Giant because there are still games left and he very well could play on Monday night.
I'm also not predicting. I don't want to say I'm going to be right. I'm just throwing it out there that I think we at least need to entertain that it's possible that has happened.
I think it's entirely possible because if I had to guess right now on November 26, 2025, I don't think he's on the Giants next year. Like, if you ask me that, I think he's going to be moved. Yeah. For a myriad of reasons, though, not just one thing. Like, the criticism that's come his way from Carl Banks, you even said it. I think it was your words when we talked about Carl's criticism, and you're like, well, Carl criticizes when he knows. Well, what does he know?
By the way, who did Carl finally unload on Sunday?
Shane Bowen.
What happened to Shane Bowen right after that?
No, I'm
the track record's there.
So I'm following your points here about Dexter Lawrence and his future. And then even just the way he's acted this season, it's been weird. Hasn't felt leadership-y from an outside looking in. You tell me if I'm wrong, just the perception is. He also hasn't made the impact he's made. And not that you're getting the same return as the Jets got on Quinnen, because I think what really helped the Jets get that return on Quinnen was that Jerry Jones is crazy, right?
Or desperate. He's desperate.
Desperate, crazy, whatever term you want to use. So you'd almost have to find that equivalent to say, hey, I'm desperate too. I'll give you a 1 and a 2 for Dexter Lawrence.
Is there another situation like that?
No, but I think you'll get a good return. That's my point. Like, I don't think you'll walk away with the jet return, but I think you'll do well. I think you'd get a decent return. And considering how much money the Giants are spending currently on their defensive players,
right.
I think I can look into the crystal ball. This is where I'll half agree with you. And I think he'll be off this team next year. I'd be surprised if Dexter Lawrence is a Giant in 2026.
Okay. That, I mean, look, you might be right. I think I'm probably trending that way. The only other thing is on that return, and this becomes the ultimate question, is the Giants already have a need at D-tackle. If you trade Dexter Lawrence, you probably, like you had talked about with Sauce Gardner about the corner situation. If you're getting a one, you might have to try to find the best D-tackle in the draft and make that right away priority number one, because it already was a high priority. And now you're getting rid of the best guy you have in that
position. So you don't want to trade Dexter Lawrence or
anything else? No, I'm interested in the price. I'm not trading him if it becomes, you know, a 3 and a 5, but if I'm getting a 1+, I don't know how you at least don't think about it.
What if I gave you the 2 that Dallas gave me for Quinn, and I just give you that 2 right back? It's yours.
Nah, I need a little more of it.
Need more than that? Okay.
Plus, again, if you're Dexter Lawrence and you're demanding a trade, isn't your first thing, I don't want to go to a team like the Jets where I'm in the same situation?
Yes and no. Yeah, so the answer is
somewhere to win.
No, clearly. Obviously, if you're making a list of teams that give you a chance to win, the Jets are at the bottom.
Yeah, why not just stay with Jackson Dart?
Grass is always greener. I think he's probably done here. And I think his perception could be sold on, oh, Aaron Glenn, there's a good future over there. I'm not saying he's right about that, by the way. I'm a Jet fan. We suck. I'm just saying that sometimes you almost view, well, that's better than this.
Yeah.
Even if it's not really better than this.
The grass is greener until someone dumps salt in it.
They know it happens.
Die.
That's true.
We do this during the baseball offseason. Like, I heard Hoffman on the Rico talk about JT Realmuto and how he'd like him for the Mets. And then I heard Sal say the same thing. So I'm going to accuse Sal of stealing it from his producer, Pete Hoffman.
Right.
Sal will get very bothered by that, so I don't know if it's true or not. But that reeks of, what do you think Philly fans think of JT Realmuto? They're probably done with him. But for us,
because it's been how many years and they haven't cleared the hurdle yet.
He's also like not the same guy he used to. So my point is, grass is greener. We would look at him and say, ooh, that's appealing. Meanwhile, if he was on our team for the last 4 or 5 years, we probably wouldn't have that opinion.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, our opinions get altered sometimes.
I think you used the wrong analogy there, my friend. That wasn't grass is greener. That was one man's trash is another man's treasure. Meaning if JT Realmuto to himself said, hey, I'd rather go to the Mets because I don't like it here in Philly, that's grass is greener. Us as Met fans wanting Realmuto is, and the Philly fan not wanting it, is one man's trash is another man's treasure. Right, Tiki?
Yeah. Right? Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Would that count in idioms with idiots?
Yes,
idiots with idioms?
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
But we never got the idiom wrong. It was a misused idiom.
You misused an idiom.
Yeah, but it only is, can only use it for idiots, the idiots. Idiots with idiots?
It's idiots.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It's with idioms.
There's one.
We can only use it if it's said wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that one qualifies.
The context doesn't work.
And for those,
because we're not going to play the whole, 20 seconds.
Nah, it'd be a waste of time.
Right.
I will explain, though, Idiots with Idioms is a Friday segment here on Evan and Tiki where Tiki goes over the misused idioms on this program. It was a caller-created segment. I've got good news. Since it is basically a Friday today, and we've already had this week numerous misused idioms, today at 5:30 will be the second ever edition of Idiots with Idioms. And just to give you like a brief sneak preview of it, it now has its own jingle.
Uh-oh.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Idiots with Idioms.
Hey, you know what time it is? It's Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Idiots with Idioms.
Laugh till you split your sides. Idiots with Idioms.
Yeah, so coming up in a little about an hour and a half or so,
nice.
It will be the second ever edition of Idiots with Idioms. Let's go to Zach in Holbrook. What's up, Zach?
What up, Zach?
Hey, how's it going? I appreciate you guys taking my call. Happy Thanksgiving, first off. Tiki, one thing I'm grateful for is growing up and watching you and the boys back in the day, because now I'm hooked on these Giants for the rest of my life.
I appreciate that.
Real quick, I just wanted to touch base on a couple of thoughts you guys had a little while ago. It was basically when you guys were saying how players are fitting into schemes, and that'll actually show how good they really are. I think you guys are referring to the Forbes guy who was drafted by the Commanders and now doing phenomenal with the Rams.
Emmanuel Forbes, right? He's been great with the Rams.
Definitely. Now, your very next thought, or one of your next thoughts, were that you guys want to grade Joe Shane on his moves. Now, I want to reverse time a little bit and bring it back to when we drafted Abdul Carter and all the excitement around that, and how we were talking about how we might be, you know, the best front four in the entire league. And, you know, he's made some good moves, and, you know, now he's got Jackson Dart, and, you know, there's been some excitement about what Joe Shane has done. I'm of the mindset that I actually kind of like Joe Shane. I say that with a little bit of hesitation. I think he's done a good job. Yeah. Again, not with much enthusiasm, I say that. He hasn't done a great job, but I think it's an incredibly hard thing to do. Now, how can you possibly grade Joe Shane or any GM on what they do without seeing what these players actually pan out to be over a long period of time?
Right.
What if Debo ends up going somewhere else and being great? What if Deontay Banks goes somewhere else and is great?
I don't think he gets credit for that. Yeah. I think would be the answer. I think you grade someone on how they do here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And the Debo's different because he was drafted elsewhere. You know, Deontay Banks is the interesting one because we've seen so many guys leave here and go do well elsewhere. And I mean, Deontay Banks was the first round pick for a reason, and it just hasn't come to fruition with the New York Giants yet. And it's for us, we're done with him. But that doesn't mean that he's done as a player. And Emmanuel Forbes is the perfect example.
So if Deontay Banks goes elsewhere and is great, no, we don't give Joe Shane credit.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, it's the opposite of anything. Bruce in Brooklyn. Hey, Bruce.
How you doing, guys? What's Happy up? Thanksgiving. Likewise, and Bruce. Great job every day, guys. You guys are like consistently entertaining every day.
That's very nice. We appreciate it.
No problem. Anyway, what I wanted to say was that Kafka was kind of in a no-win situation because they lost the game. Like, he went for the touchdown, so they said, well, he should have gone for the points and made them score a touchdown instead of just the field goal. But if he went for the field goal and they still lost the game, people would have said he had no guts. He should have gone for the touchdown. Right. And
I think it depends. Like, I hope that we all can be intellectually honest about our opinions and why we think a certain way. Not everyone is, but we try to around here, so I was pretty clear that the reason I would have kicked the field goal is because I didn't like my chances on a fourth and goal from the 6-yard line. Now, if they had done what I wanted and then the defense gave up a touchdown,
right,
to me, I wouldn't be ripping Kafka. I'd be ripping the defense.
Again.
Again!
Right. This was one of the rare situations where the Giants have blown a game in the fourth quarter where it's kind of contributed to both, right? I mean, obviously Denver was also an offensive issue that led to a massive defensive collapse, but it felt like in the last two possessions, it was both that were flawed. Now, you give the Giants credit. They moved all the way down the field, got right where you needed to be to make it a two-score game with, you know, 2 minutes left, and they just fell short. It is what it is, and it's in a game of inches. The throw to Theo Johnson and, you know, the quick out of Theo Johnson was 4 inches away from being a touchdown. It's a game of inches.
And the Giants were a few inches away from three more wins.
Right. It's so true.
Sean's 3 inches away from being, you know, an adult film star.
From having a boy.
Let's go to Steve in Montville. Hey, Steve.
You know, I called up Tommy on Saturday, and I simply wanted to talk about what I want to talk about today. But then he rudely, abruptly, and with an air of condensation in his voice, which, by the way, is a malaprop, changed the conversation back to cat litter.
What? To cat litter?
Yes. Oh. See, I called him up because he's getting a cat.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted to tell him about cat litter, what kind would be best. And he just completely just, you know, was not happy.
No, Steve. What I said was, you can give me the greatest recommendation for cat litter. The boss of my house is going to make the decision. I'm not the boss of the house. So I appreciate your call. I appreciate your recommendation.
Perceiving hegemony in all matters of the cat. And I just don't want to see a fellow man do that. And by the way, Evan, I want to thank you for inspiring me for getting my cat in the first place.
Wow.
Well, Evan's cat Freedom, of course.
That's very much an honor. I was a cat man for a very long time. I had Freedom. I had Sushi, Freedom, for many years. And I love having a cat.
You
it's like having a roommate.
Cat Sushi?
No,
yes, it is. Absolutely.
That was adopted from my grandmother who passed away. So someone else named her Sushi. So I cannot take credit for that. Anyhow, what was the point that Tommy turned you away from?
No, it's rather simple. I'm sure someone already thought of it. But instead of saying tanking for the draft, you know, let's try to improve our ranks in the draft.
All right, let's get back to the cat litter for a second. As a veteran cat owner, as you will, I'm not going to give you advice on a cat litter, but I'm going to give you advice on what's called the automated cat litter. It's a beautiful thing. You plug it in, and there's a machine
that does it all for you.
So it cleans needs to be cleaned.
It scrapes it, dumps it.
Yes.
And then you just empty the bag.
And then you empty the bag. Congratulations. Yes.
Is there a difference in cat litter?
In terms of, you know, it's been so long I couldn't tell you that. But the other piece of advice I would give the Mrs. the Lugauers is if you want, and you're going to think I'm crazy, but just tell your wife, please, no matter how crazy you think I am, because I have a feeling she's going to be very interested, and maybe reach out and say, Evan, tell me more. Mm-hmm. There is a way to potty train your cat.
Like the toilet?
Yes.
Like in Meet the Parents.
Oh, correct.
Stop. Jinxie.
Correct. And it's actually not that crazy of a process. So here's what you do real quick. You put the cat litter down on the ground. Cat goes in. You start moving the cat litter box to the bathroom. Okay? Eventually, you put it on the bowl. All right? Eventually, you put some litter in the bowl, but there's no box. And then they start going into the toilet. Then there's no more litter, and they literally just go into the toilet. You are welcome.
Do they also then learn how to flush said toilet?
That's asking too much.
Or do you have to walk in and be like, oh, the cat leaked in the toilet?
Don't you think that's worth it, though? Like, if you have your cat literally going into the bathroom, and all you have to do is flush it, I mean, that seems like a win.
I don't know that plumbers would like that litter in the pipes.
It's tricky, but it's temporary. It's part of the process of teaching them. Mm. But once they know how to go into the toilet themselves, no problem. So just take that, put it in the back. Actually, don't do anything with it other than tell your wife, because I just have a feeling she's going to be like, I'm in. Like, how do we do that? How do we cat train toilet train our cat?
Okay, so I'm giving her both, though, right? The automated kitty litter.
Yeah.
And then the other one, which is the great idea, the grand idea, is the cat to go in the toilet.
You know your wife better than any of us. Do you think she will be drawn in by the idea of potty training the cat?
Yes. We do. But it's my fear is also that it's a Persian teacup cat, which I think you could hold basically in your hand. So would
his legs aren't going
to
be long enough.
I don't want him to fall in the toilet. Oh, he's going to be swimming in the toilet water. But I will pitch this to her because she claims it's going to be bigger than I think it is, the cat. We'll see. But I like the idea, though. But then we have to flood. We have to go in there and flood. I just don't want the house to smell. That's really my biggest thing with the cat. The house smell when you have a cat?
No, if you get, there's like crystallized cat litter that smells pretty well, and it's not a problem. I'm telling you, it's really not a problem.
I just love the idea that there was a time in his life where Tommy Lugauer had to like order food for Craig Carton, and now he's got to flush the toilet for a cat. I mean, what a life.
Which job is better?
I've come a long way here.
We'll get your calls in a minute, 888-808-1019.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.